Dated May Day 1925, and black and white photo currently hanging in the entrance foyer of Fort Langley's historic community hall at 9167 Glover Road shows a group of 18 women with 3 children in a field, looking at the camera with serious expressions. It is believed to be an image of the women who led the campaign to build the community hall a century ago, but figuring out exactly who is who in the photo has been a challenge, said Sandy Cameron, current president of the hall. For the 100th anniversary of the campaign's beginning, the charity that operates the hall is hoping someone out there might know their names. It's a picture of the Women's Institute in Fort Langley, Cameron explained. In 1924, the Institute got things rolling by forming the Fort Langley Community Improvement Society to raise funds to replace the shuttered town hall with a newer and better building. By then, the council of the day had stopped using the hall for municipal meetings, which had been held alternately at the Fort Langley Hall and a Murrayville site. Initial funding for the society's effort consisted of $500 collected in life membership fees and $200 from the Women's Institute. It was enough to get started. In 1925, the society bought the old town hall and grounds from the municipality for $137.13. By the time the new hall was completed, in 1930, one historical account from society archives said the women had cooked and baked endlessly for banquets, teas and entertainments of one kind and another to raise money. Indeed, it might be said, with a good deal of truth, that the hall is founded on pies and cakes. 100 years later, it's the hall thriving, and they are the ones who started it all, Cameron said, explaining why the women's names are missing from key paperwork. Because women couldn't sign legal documents back then, their husbands had to sign all the legal documents that are in Victoria. But these women were the driving force. For the 100th anniversary of the society, it would be great to know who is in the photo, Cameron said. Is your grandmother, your great-grandmother in this picture? If you know who these children are, that would be great, Cameron commented. We would love to be able to put names to this. Anyone who recognizes a relative is asked to contact the society, which still manages and maintains the building, at info@fortlangleycommunityhall.com or visit https://fortlangleycommunityhall.com/.